when you are hiring somebody, how much is a degree a prerequisite?
That's a really interesting question because one, it depends on the role I'm hiring for, but two, pretty much all of the applicants I see, because we're in the finance industry, have a university degree in something. So it's more the anomaly when I see one without a university degree that I think, that's a bit strange. Yeah. Welcome to Checks and Balances, brought to you by Partners Life. I'm Michael Vincent. This is James Blair. And today we're talking about, are university degrees worth it?
Michael, I've had this one on my list for a little while.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting. So historically, right, if we're going back to probably the early 2000s onwards, I feel like it was a no-brainer. It's what you did. You had to get a job if you wanted to be anything. But obviously the age of the internet has changed a lot. And we're going to break it into some numbers today around, we're going to talk about New Zealand debt. We're going to talk about US debt, which there's a hell of a lot going on there. And then our thoughts around it. Where should we start? What do you think about?
I think we should start for when we were doing a business webinar and we were talking about this. And I said, look, you know, if you've gone to university and you spent 6 years studying a degree in philosophy, you know, maybe it was a waste of time. And someone just straight away chucked in the chat, thanks, mate, I've got a philosophy major. And I was like, wicked. Yeah. So I've stuffed this up.
Yeah. Do you use your degree?
Do I use my degree? You mean the piece of paper or the what I learned?
Well, I assume you don't use the piece of paper, that place where you gave somebody a bunch of money for a while.
That's difficult to say. I use some of the stuff, like in terms of, but really only like the first year maths, like the entry level business statistics and finance stuff. That's probably all I use. I don't use the like advanced econometrics or anything like that in my day to day. So no, not really.
Yeah. And were you a good student?
I was a student. I mean, I passed, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. How about you? Do you use your university degree? What did you do?
I did a BCom in management,
yeah.
Originally finance, but just realized. So, I mean, it's interesting as well, right? Because there's a whole thing about at the stage of life, you're deciding whether you're going to take on all this debt as well.
Yeah.
And so I was 18. My brain definitely wasn't fully developed. And I remember in my first year, Friday 9 a.m. lectures and just being like, oh, there's no way. Like, it's just not feasible.
Yeah.
I attend that lecture.
Yeah.
And now we are where we are. We're doing cold plunges on a Saturday before the podcast.
Yeah. So I studied a little bit later at university. Actually, I recant my statement. I was actually a pretty good student at university because I worked for 4 years in between school and going to uni. So I really wanted to be there. Like, I wasn't there because I didn't know what I wanted to do when I left school. I was there because I was like, I want to do this so I can get a career in finance. So I studied finance and economics and then did like a little bit of postgrad and financial advice. Mm. So I would say actually, yeah, I probably do use my degree more than I think, especially the postgrad stuff and financial advice. And I was a pretty good student at uni. Like a 9 a.m. Friday class for me wasn't an issue because I was a little bit older.
Yeah, I was definitely just on autopilot and was like, it's expected to go to uni. So I'm going to go to uni. And I think, I mean, that's one of the things we're going to talk about. I think that's probably one of the problems with the university is you do it because it's expected.
Yeah.
And if you waste your time, that's one thing. But if you waste your time and take on some debt, that's another thing.
Yeah.
However, we do have some numbers that do back having a degree. So graduates with bachelor level qualifications in New Zealand earn about 47% more than people with a secondary education only. That feels right to me.
That's as a headline stat, that's probably fine. I wonder though, of those people who go to university and the socioeconomic class that they're in, would they probably earn on average more than people not going to university anyway?
Mm.
Because, you know, it is a bit of a, I guess, a luxury. You know, yes, the government will give you some help to study, but not a lot really to live on. So I would say, 47% more. Yeah, that makes sense. But there's probably a bit more in that stat behind it as to those people may have earned more to begin with anyway.
Yeah. I definitely get that piece. I think there's also a piece, like an analogy around it is people that go, those who have a financial advisor are wealthier.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yes, the financial advisor had a role to play, but they probably would have been a person who were going to earn more money regardless.
Yeah. I guess where they see the good and the value of a degree is a couple of areas. One is if you are doing a specialized role that requires that study, a lawyer, a doctor, you know, an actuary, something like that. Somewhere you're an engineer where you're practically going to use it. Absolutely, I think it's worth it. And the second kind of way that I think it's good is it teaches you, it's, you know, it's a bit of networking. It's, you know, some advanced study. It teaches you to question things. And it's really just the ticket to get the interview these days.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second, actually. So you employ people.
Yep.
How important to you, it, like when you are hiring somebody, how much is a degree a prerequisite?
That's a really interesting question because, one, it depends on the role I'm hiring for. But two, pretty much all of the applicants I see, because we're in the finance industry, have a university degree in something. So it's more the anomaly when I see one without a university degree that I think, that's a bit strange. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't, even as a financial advisor, because obviously there's qualifications you have to go through to become a financial advisor if you're not going to start with a degree, I think there's two main things I look for, and it's work ethic and the ability to learn and pick up things. A degree is not particularly important to me, but funnily enough, all the people that work for me at the moment have a degree, which I do get what you're saying. That kind of skews the outcome, right?
Yeah.
Before we move on, we talk all the time about planning and growing our wealth, but protecting that wealth is just as important. That's why having the right insurance in place can help when life goes unexpectedly.
And that's why this episode is brought to you by Partners Life, a New Zealand-operated award-winning insurance provider with over 300,000 Kiwis insured and 89% of claims paid.
Partners Life understand that having some insurance is better than having no insurance. They have flexible and personalized solutions for any budget or situation.
Check out their website in our show notes below.
So let's talk about the bad for a little bit around... Yeah. Around university, and it's all to do with the debt.
Yeah, and look, what is it? 70% of all students borrow from the government to go to university. I think it's $16 billion is the collective student debt in New Zealand. That is a heck of a lot of money to be owing. And I think it's around, averages out to about $24,000 per person who owe that debt, which is a pretty significant amount.
Yeah, and if you think about, you know, the level of debt's one thing, it's the percentage of your income, right? Because you don't get the choice of pay back whenever you like.
Yeah.
It's getting docked straight from your paycheck. You have less disposable income to do it, and it's an impact. The other piece is, according to a recent survey, 65% of New Zealand adults have a degree, and the average student still owes $20,000 on their student loan. In the United States, the total student loan debt has surpassed $1.7 trillion.
Yeah, that's hectic. And they have a very different student loan setup and interest cost than we do in New Zealand. I think the fact that you can study tax for interest free, or your student loan is interest free, so long as you're staying in New Zealand and kind of working, I like that to a degree. But I actually don't think that you should start incurring tax on your student loan when you go overseas to work. The general pattern for Kiwis is that they go to university, they do a couple years work experience in New Zealand, they then go on their OE overseas, and then they come back. And they come back better trained, with more experience, as more productive employees, and they enter back into the market. And I don't think you should be penalized for that, you know, time overseas to gain some more worldly experience in terms of interest on your student loan. I think there should be some forgiveness there, say maybe 3 to 4 years overseas before you actually start having to pay interest on it.
It's an interesting one. I can see where you're coming from. I think probably the counter argument is it's the Crown that's funding it, and the way they get a return on investment is your time in New Zealand, earning, paying tax, contributing to society. Now, I get what you're saying, that, well,
the majority come back anyway.
Yeah, they're coming back and they've got greater skill sets, but you are missing out on those few years, which is why there's a...
But you're missing out on years where they're getting trained to be more productive. We are shipping low-skilled workers and bringing back high-skilled workers, and we need high-skilled workers in the country, and I don't think that you would have... I don't think that the normal pattern of behavior for Kiwis with a university degree, I don't think you should be penalized for that. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Let's talk about the US for a little bit. So the US student loan crisis is, I mean, $1.7 trillion of student loan debt, and it seems, based off our notes, the cost, the amount of debt has more than doubled over the last two decades with about 44 million borrowers.
Mm.
It's actually quite hard to get your head around what $1.7 trillion of debt looks like, right?
Yeah. I mean, it averages out to $37,000 per borrower, which is a little bit more than in New Zealand. But I think really the issue that they have in the States is the way that they are, that the interest that is on those loans and the way that they are required to pay it back. You know, people in the States end up with these loans. They last them a lifetime.
Mm.
They never really pay it back because of the interest rates on it.
Yeah. And I mean, not having a crack at universities here, they've got a pretty bloody good business model where they're like, would you like to come spend some money with us? Your parents are going to be proud of us. Don't worry. You don't have to pay us with your money. You can just get a loan and somebody will look at it, you know, deal with it later on. Got plenty of time to pay it back. And then clearly the costs, particularly in the US, have continued to creep up. They've created more and more margin. It's not a bad business model.
No, in the States, it's a very good business model, but it's a broken business model.
Yeah.
You have endowment funds in the States with billions and billions and billions of dollars under management, yet they are not pumping it back into their students in the way that they should, right? And Harvard's a really good example of that. They have one of the biggest funds in the States under management, yet it's a really small section of society that they provide education to. They get a lot of advantages in terms of tax for being a university, but it is so elusive and so exclusive and so elite that they're really not giving back to the public as much as they probably should for the status of what they are, which is a place of education.
Yeah, and so President Biden, there was that piece a couple of years ago where they were looking at forgiving, I think it was like about $20,000 of $20,000 of debt per person, and then that pretty much got dismissed and struck down in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and that was a real shame because I think what people, and you often get this when governments try and provide a benefit for a certain segment of society, which is people who it doesn't apply to saying, well, no, they shouldn't get it because I'm not going to get it, right? Or I paid my student loan off. Why should they have their student debt forgiven? And it's a really sour way of viewing things, right? Is like, hang on, just because I had the cancer, they shouldn't get the treatment, right? Mm. It's like, and actually, when you look at the multiplier that would have for the economy as a whole, it was absolutely phenomenal, right? Like, it just meant that by reducing the debt load on these people, they had better housing security, employment opportunities, you know, less stress on the family. It was a net positive for the country, but, you know, like a lot of things over there, they just can't agree on it.
Yep. Very divided nation indeed. Mm. Now let's get to the point, Mike. Where do you stand? University, is it worth it?
Cool. So I guess it depends on you as a person, right? And we have a real estate agent who we work with pretty closely based in Auckland. And very interesting hearing him talk about, you know, all of his friends going to university. And he was just thinking, do I want to sit in a classroom for another 5 years? Not really. So he went out and found the biggest widget he could find to sell, which was property. He learned how to do that. And he is 22, 23. And I probably can't say what he's on track to earn this year because a lot of people know who I'm talking about.
It's a good chunk of change.
But it is an exceptional chunk of change for someone who is that age and is putting in that much work. So I would say, in conclusion, I think universities are amazing. I think that it is a really informative years of your life. It's a really important place to be to teach critical thinking and to give you skill set to go out into the workforce. However, if you've got a Bachelor of Fine Arts, you may not have picked the best road to go down.
Yeah. I think when it comes to universities and the costs, you almost, and it's very hard because of the stage of life of the people that we're talking about, where like if you're 18-year-old James going, talk to me about a business plan, I'm just going to kind of probably go, oh. But when it comes to the amount of debt, which can be, because it also depends, right? We're not just talking about the cost of the debt. You might be getting student loan, not the allowances, but the student loan top-ups on top to meet your living costs. And you can end up anywhere between, you know, $20,000 and like over $100,000 in New Zealand.
$140,000,
yeah. Yeah. And you need to think of it like a business plan. So if I'm going to go and spend this money, what is the return on investment? And actually working out how much debt you're going to have at the end and go, is this what I want to do? Or if I'm going to go and do something else. I think parents also need to have a really good think, and that you've got a lot of power in terms of what area you kind of channel your kids and whether they do go to university or not. And thinking about, just so you're proud of them, if that's not the right thing for them,
yeah.
And then you're going to burden them with all this debt that they're going to have to clear off for a long period of time, especially if they get no ROI, because you think about all the people that have taken on debt and then not ended up in that field or doing that thing. It really needs to be around, why am I going? What is the plan based off this investment? What will the output be?
Yeah, I agree.
Great. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up there. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you to Partners Life for sponsoring us. Please subscribe to the channel. Please give us a review, a like, have a think about whether you're going to take on that university debt, and we will see you next time.
Cheers.